This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right. Celebrity trash. It's brought to you by the British Consul General. I don't know if that's the exact title, but Andrew Whitaker is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes.
He's a delight.
He is a delight. He brought us
shame.
He brought us England's number one tea.
Is that true?
Yeah, it says right there. England's number one tea.
Well, you can say stuff. That doesn't mean it is.
Andrew says it is.
It is. Okay. PG Tips black tea. Pyramid tea bags. I don't know. I'm not going to open it. I'll do it at home.
Yeah, your boy will love that. Isn't he a tea guy?
He is a tea guy. Smells so good. And he brought like shortbread and stuff.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Yeah. So and he's wearing the English flag as a jacket, which is awesome.
I can't wait till he gets on the cameras.
And we get I to know. See that. Oh my God. He's adorable. Oh, he's so English. I won't do it. I promise.
Andrew,
I apologize in advance for my horrendous English accent. I'm just so excited for the royal wedding. Pip, pip, and cheerio.
You're better than him.
Andrew.
Stop it. Let's make him say words in his English accent, you guys. I'm sure he's thrilled. Okay, let's...
I'm going to get a graphic novel and make him read to me.
Do it. So... I'm going to start. I just want to squeeze a couple things in here and then we'll bring Andrew
in. You got
in.
The word, right? Sorry.
We did the word. Yes. Okay. Award. Award is the word. Offset. He's one of the guys in Migos and he's the one who knocked up Cardi B. He wrecked his Dodge Challenger in Atlanta Wednesday night. The car was totaled. Only minor injuries for him. But he was briefly hospitalized. Cardi B rushed to be with him. And last night she tweeted, "So grateful and happy today. God be given messages in the weirdest ways. I love you, Offset." The thing is, the police are like, "So, why'd you leave the scene of the crash, Offset?"
Why did he?
And why did another car come by a few minutes later and take some stuff out of your car?
Why did it?
These are all questions the police would like answered, Vincent. If I had the answers, I'd call the police. So the car is at the center of an investigation now. They're trying to figure out, what'd you take out for? Was anyone with you when it happened? The accident happened about 2:30 in the morning in Atlanta. The cops were called to the scene, but not by Offset.
2:30 is when I wake up. These guys are out.
The dead of
living
I
life.
Think about that.
And that's when I wake up.
Yep.
My God.
Some passerby actually called it in. When the cops arrived, they found the vehicle abandoned. They called a tow truck. It is wrecked. It's too bad, too. It looks like a nice car. Well, it looks like it was a nice car. It's just totally smashed up. Sources say after the tow truck arrived, two people pulled up in another car. One of them took some items out of the Challenger before it was towed and was heard saying Offset crashed while swerving to avoid a pedestrian who'd run out in front of him. I'm sure that's what happened.
I crashed my car, and it was because I swerved to avoid some bastard in a random Camaro. There was no Camaro. That was my reasoning for not having been paying attention to where I was driving. And
I think you were really reaching for a tape on the opposite
floorboard. No.
Floorboard.
That was a totally other story when I crashed.
Oh, another crash.
This is one when I went right over the curb and into a field.
Oh, Vin.
Blew out
two tires. What really happened?
This doesn't matter. The point is I wasn't paying attention, and you make up a story. That's right. What you do. So Offset,
like,
we got you.
Like Samantha Markle.
Yeah.
With her paparazzi.
Yeah, the paparazzi were chasing us. That's why we crashed. So law enforcement say there were no victims, witnesses, or damage to other vehicles. They have not yet confirmed that Offset was behind the wheel, but he was briefly hospitalized. So they just don't know if he was driving or not, if there was someone else in the car. She's thrilled that he's all okay, and I'm sure there'll be a big investigation. And
that's a move, though. Get out of there and...
It's
get
a
anything
crime.
That's in your car,
I guess,
out of there.
Sending someone back to clean out your car. Hey, man, I left my weed in the back.
That's somebody or with whatever. People.
I would think that if the... Right, he had to call his cleaners. What are they called? Fixers.
I wouldn't know who to call. Like, how am I going to get someone over to my car?
Call me, Vinny. I'll help you out.
Oh, really?
You need a body buried? I'll help you.
From Mill Valley?
Sure.
You're going to get to...
Dude, I got you.
All right.
Whatever you need. It's never too far. I'll be there.
I'll be there. When I was about 15, I was in a car crash with my boyfriend. He had been drinking.
Uh-oh.
And he hit a motorcycle. It was awful. And we were close enough to my house that, and his car was still barely working, the motorcycle, and there were no cell phones at the time. So he took me home to my house because he didn't want me involved and, you know, put me in my house. We called the police from there. He went back to the accident. And meanwhile, we had emptied out the car because there was like beer.
Drugs and stuff.
There might have been weed. There might have been weed, but there was definitely beer. And so he dropped me off. We called the police from my house. And then he went back to the scene. The motorcyclist turned out to be okay.
Thank God.
He was just kind of knocked out. Yeah. And they arrested him.
Just kind of knocked out.
He unconscious.
No big deal.
He came too.
He was just laying in the street. He came back. We came back. He was fine. He was just laying there.
A minor coma.
It sounds awful, I know. And so they ended up arresting. That was his first DUI out of many.
Uh-oh.
But it's just a scary thing. But yeah, his first thought was to get me out of there and also get rid of the stuff in the car.
Well, at least he went back to the scene.
Oh, heck yeah.
Offset didn't do it. He just sent his friends.
Mm.
I mean, it's a crime to leave the scene of an accident.
Sure.
And so that's the very least he's looking at.
So what did he hit?
I don't know. A tree? Here, let me show you the...
I know. The car's destroyed.
It
what
is,
did he hit?
Yeah.
They're not... Let's see if it says
he didn't
what
hit
he hit.
The mysterious person that this guy tried to avoid.
You know what, Vinny? I'm gonna if there were no property was destroyed and no other cars were involved, so I gotta say this is a tree or a wall. I mean, that is a totaled front end of a car.
Yeah, no one is saying what he hit.
Yeah, I don't see that. Anyway, that's what Offset's up to. Mac Miller was arrested for drunk driving and hit and run after he crashed his car in the San Fernando Valley early yesterday morning. Police say he crashed into a pole and knocked it over, and then he and his two friends, passengers, took off on foot. Somebody saw the whole thing and called the cops. So,
I don't really know this guy, only that he was with, is it Ariana Grande?
Mac Miller was?
Yes, and he actually was a big part of those two really successful first albums she had.
Oh.
From what I understand, he's part of, he writes some of that.
Oh.
I could be wrong. I mean... Mm-hmm. I don't really like Ariana Grande or anything, but...
I just thought it was interesting that there's another guy who
you
left
love
the scene.
Her.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Congratulations, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They have a brand new baby boy, but that is literally all I know about it. The only announcement they made was a Twitter post by Chrissy saying, somebody's here. So no name, no info.
Oh.
They have a 2-year-old daughter named Luna. Meanwhile, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin welcomed a fourth child.
Dang.
I don't even know if I knew they were pregnant with this fourth one. This is their fourth. They have a 4-year-old daughter named Carmen, a 2-year-old son named Raphael, a son named Leonardo, who's 20 months old, and now they have another baby boy.
Ouch.
I don't have any word on his name yet. He's also father of 22-year-old Ireland Baldwin. That's the rude, thoughtless little pigs that he made with Kim Basinger.
Isn't there another Baldwin? Ireland and another Baldwin girl.
It's possible that there is, but there's other Baldwin brothers.
Oh.
So I'm thinking,
right.
I think it's Haley Baldwin. Mm. Is she the one that Justin Bieber is all over?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to squeeze this in, and then we are going to get to our special guest. Critics who've seen Solo, A Star Wars Story, say there's a vibe between Han Solo and Lando Calrissian. Do you agree?
A vibe?
Yeah, it approaches flirtation.
Well, they're supposed to be old friends. Isn't that why he goes to...
Cloud City?
Yeah.
Gaydar might be off, but I didn't sense them wanting to hook up.
The screenwriter, Jonathan Kasdan, says, yeah, Lando is probably pansexual, meaning he's down for anything. Quote, there's a fluidity to Donald Glover and Billy Dee Williams' portrayal of Lando's sexuality. I mean, I would have loved to have gotten a more explicitly LGBT character into the movie. I think it's time certainly for that, and I love the fluidity. He wrote the thing with his dad, who's a little more cagey about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio. Let me try and get this right. British Consul General Andrew Whitaker.
Thank you so
How'd
much
I
indeed
do?
For
what's,
having me.
What's Brilliant. Your title? What's your title?
I think if we go for the full one, it's Her Majesty's Consul General out here in San Francisco.
So. Oh, nice. I see.
Very nice.
Now, have you met Her Majesty?
I have.
Oh,
yes.
Have you?
So that back in, is the question. Look at this. Almost a third of the country has met the Queen in real life. Is that possible?
She does a lot of touring around. I was there
right?
in 2012, her Jubilee year. She came to the Foreign Office, came and met a bunch of the staff working there, and I was one of the ones lucky enough to meet her. And she's fabulous.
Is she?
She's very nice indeed.
What did she wear that day?
That's a good question.
You don't remember?
Of course I do. Of course I
did
do.
You take a selfie with her or what?
We have numerous photos. Absolutely. She was wearing a hat. She was wearing a coat. And she has these very sensible walking shoes that she wears all the time.
They say that there are rules about what the Queen would wear so that she can be picked out in a crowd so that someone would see a flash of orange or a flash of bright blue and know that they'd seen the Queen.
The way they do it is to make sure that she's very visible. She's very approachable. You know, her team need to keep a close eye on her, but also she wants to make sure that, you know, her people can see her. People get a chance to engage. So, yeah, I think that's right.
I have heard that the Americans are way more interested in this wedding than the British are. Is that just the English people saying, oh, poo-poo, and America's like, yay, princes and princesses? Or is it... Are people more interested there than they're letting on?
I think people are super excited on both sides
really?
Of the Atlantic. Yeah, I think, you know, you had people camping out in Windsor for like the past couple of days. It's going to be 100,000
people. Americans is what I heard.
Well, the Brits live there, so they don't need to camp.
I guess not. They just walk over from their homes.
Good point.
That is a good point.
But you'll see something like 100,000 people in Windsor. And Windsor's a town of sort of 30,000, sort of same size as Monterey or somewhere like that.
Oh.
So 100,000 people on the day there just to get the faintest chance of a glimpse of the couple going around. They'll do a carriage trail after they get married. They'll do a little drive round. There's also about 1,000 people have been selected to be inside the grounds from all over the UK. So they'll get a chance to see the royal couple, both people going into the chapel and then when they come out afterwards as well.
So there's probably layer after layer after layer of security, and like certain people are, you know, you're good for level 3. You can get within a mile of the church or...
As you can imagine, I mean, you know, the sort of protocol and security arrangements right. around a day like today are going to be pretty phenomenal. We're lucky in the UK. We've got a lot of experience of doing these sorts of things. You'll have the military providing a lot of support. Obviously, Prince Harry himself was in our military, now does a lot with wounded veterans. So he's been a big star in that regard. But yeah, they'll have the protocol arrangements, the security arrangements done to a very fine detail. Her Majesty the Queen will be attending the service, so they'll make sure it goes well.
And Philip is going to be there too.
That's what we heard this morning.
So
yes.
This is the Queen's royal consort. Do I have the... The title correct?
That is correct.
Her husband, whatever.
Most people know.
So he just had a big surgery, though. There was a question whether or not he would go.
I mean, he's doing phenomenally well. I mean, he's in his mid-90s now. You know, he's been part of the royal scene for a very, very long time, has been a phenomenal supporter to Her Majesty. And I think everyone's delighted that he's going to be able to make the wedding itself.
What do you make of Prince Charles walking Meghan Markle down the aisle?
I think it's a really lovely gesture.
Like, welcome to the family.
Absolutely.
It is kind of sweet.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be a really nice moment. You know, he obviously, his own wedding was there, so he knows it well.
Oh.
And yeah, I think it's exactly as you say, that chance to sort of welcome her to the family, bring her in, make her feel sort of relaxed and comfortable on the day itself.
How do you feel about her family?
How do I feel about her family?
Yeah.
I've never met her family,
like
so
a bunch
I'm not
of
sure.
I feel like they're jerky. Do you want to comment on that?
No, I'm going to reserve judgment until I get to meet them.
Okay.
Why would I?
Well done.
So speaking of you, you seem super young to be, a consul. I always think, you know, someone who's like...
Old?
Yes. I was trying to think of a nice one. Like, what about elders? I don't know. You're not really what I expected. Like, you seem like young in the jacket. I mean, you have like
hip.
I know. You seem hip.
Well, you know, they told me to wear the jacket for radio. I don't
know. Oh, really?
Let me wear it on the TV.
Well, you are. You're on our live feeds. Hopefully you signed off on that. But you're an interesting person. You're like a cyber attack expert.
So, I've been in our foreign office for 20 years. I did actually join last millennium. So I've been around for a while. But yeah, exactly as you say, last job I was working on cybersecurity, looking after critical national infrastructure. And that's one of those sort of growing areas.
Have you ever been on the dark web?
Have I ever been on the dark web? Actually, as part of our training courses, they would take us through understanding how Tor works.
Oh. That's incredible. The dark web.
Strictly controlled environment.
We've only heard about it.
It's one of our favorite subjects, yeah, so it sounds so, you know, like you're like James Bond.
You can log on to Tor, T-O-R. Go from there.
What?
What? We don't know what you just said.
TOR.com?
The Onion Router is what it stands for.
What?
The Onion Router.
Yeah, we don't know what you mean.
Yeah, we don't know what you mean.
See our problem?
See,
he's a cyber guy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Might be tough to go and change your passwords.
Have you ever, like, discovered some cyber awful person and gotten arrested, like that pirate Bluebeard guy?
So my job was on the sort of defensive side, the security side, making sure that, what should we call them, nefarious actors couldn't get into systems that were under our control.
Building the wall.
Very well put, sir.
Yeah. You weren't out there on the front lines, you know, like a SWAT outfit.
We were there trying to make sure that, the critical national industries, the sort of areas of whether it's the electricity supply or the telecoms networks, the finance networks, which are very tempting targets for cyber attack, making sure they've got really strong security in place. And then should anything happen, helping them to respond. And in the UK now, we've got our National Cybersecurity Centre. And so that was the team I was part of, is now part of that.
That's kind of exciting. So how did you become a and are there a lot of, is it like an ambassador?
He hacked his way into
the job, hacked right? in, obviously, went through the dark web. He's like, just put my name in as the British consul.
So the way it works is you can only have one ambassador in any country. So obviously our ambassador in the US is Sir Kim Darroch. He's
Sir Kim Darroch.
Based in DC.
Yes.
And then we have a network across the whole of the US. So I've got colleagues in LA and Houston, Miami, New York, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta. And then I represent San Francisco. And then we get a geographic area. So I do Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
That's a big territory.
So what is your job exactly?
So my job is to represent the British government across all that area. We have a fabulous team doing trade and investment, so supporting commercial links between the UK and US. There's something like a million people in the US go to jobs for UK firms, and a million people in the UK go to jobs for US firms. So supporting that sort of commercial links between the two. We then have science innovation links, so looking at academic and research collaborations. So whether that's something like, cutting edge cancer treatments or quantum computing. We then have the bits that the British nationals nurse for. So if you're a British national and you lose your passport or you're arrested.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're where if I was a British subject, I would come to you and say, I can't believe it. I've lost my passport. Oh, no. Whatever will I do? I need to get my PG tips tea. I can't get it. Is it annoying when I do that?
I love it. No.
So you and your wife are fans of our show.
Absolutely.
You came here and just started listening right away?
We found it, and I take my boys to school every morning, so I hope they're out there listening in. So big shout out to all the rest of the family out there.
And you get
what are your boys' names?
Yeah. They're Sebi and Gabriel.
Sebi? Sebastian?
Sebastian.
Sebi, nice. Adorable.
Do you have a favorite royal?
Oh, yes. Who's your favorite?
Do I have a favorite royal?
And will you go obscure? I'm very curious if it'll just be the queen.
Right. Or a third cousin once removed. Right.
So I've been lucky enough to meet a few of them now. So we've had both Prince Andrew, Prince Edward. Princess Beatrice, when she came through, was an absolute delight as well.
Huh. I'm sorry, is Beatrice the one with the big eyes or is that Eugenie?
I think they've both got quite big eyes. I've not met Eugenie, but Beatrice was very lovely when
one
she came
though,
through.
One of them, though, has really big eyes. I love those girls so much. I love their mom. Do you hate their mom because she's now out of the royal family?
I've not met their mother.
You don't. Plus, you probably wouldn't say you hated somebody, even if in your heart of hearts you did. So you live here in San Francisco. I assume that there's the Brits have a house for you. You don't have to deal with the rents here.
So I'm very lucky. The British government has owned a house here for a long time. So we get a house sit for a couple of years. But we also have our offices downtown. So I'll walk back down Battery to get to the office now.
Oh, how cool. Fun.
Will you keep that jacket on?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, do you wear that jacket regularly?
I got it yesterday, especially
for the weekend. Is that so? Where does one procure such a jacket?
I think we had it flown out from the UK, actually. It's made by Rhino, so look it up online.
I'm telling you,
this
interweb thing, if you're not watching, you've got to go to radioalice.com/watch, and you can see Andrew Whitaker, who's the British Consul General.
Andrew.
What's that?
How long do you have behind in you. San Francisco before you got to move on to your next appointment?
So I do 4 years here. So I got here in summer 2016, and we'll go through to summer 2020.
And is there any chance for a renewal or no? That's it. You get moved.
I think I'd expect to move on at that stage.
Is that so?
You know, we'll find out about a sort of middle of next year.
And will it be another consul position elsewhere in the world?
It depends whether I go back to London or look overseas.
Do you like it here?
I love it here. I mean,
do
it's
you?
San Francisco is absolutely fantastic.
You did wind up in a good place.
I think I've got one of the best. And then, you know, I get to cover this fabulous area. So, you know, I went to go husky racing up in Alaska. I've been to all of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, as well as lots of time up
this
in
Seattle.
This is
all your territory.
Exactly. I was just flown back from Portland this week. So I get to go around. And,
Portland's
beautiful. Oh, what a killer job.
It's brilliant.
Lucky you.
Thank you very much.
That's great. It is lovely to meet you.
Just, hold on. I got one more question for you.
Okay, behind
you.
Hey,
what's your favorite part of this show?
What's my favorite part of this show?
Please say Hooman.
No,
please
say Can you just say Hooman?
You could say the sound effects.
Poor guy, we're all yelling at him at once.
Yeah, say the crazy Mexican, whatever.
What do we think? Can Hooman get us the struts? We're looking forward to Bottle Rock. You know, let's see who can do this.
That's your favorite part of the show.
Who wants to hear the struts?
Ask and you shall receive. Yeah, we'll play the whole song for you right after the break. Predictions on the wedding. I know you don't want to do this, but how long do you give it?
Oh, my.
What?
I give it a very long time. I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful event. There's so much excitement on both sides of the Atlantic. They're a lovely couple. They're very much in love. They're very clearly devoted to each other. It's going to be a wonderful day. And I think it's going to be a wonderful symbol of that really tight UK-US relationship.
So happily ever after.
Definitely.
Till death do they part.
Yeah. Andrew Whitaker, British Consul General. Her Majesty's British Consul General. I have that right? Close enough. Thank you so much. It was a delight to meet you. And please say hi to your wife for us. Thank you for listening. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was a special request from the British Consul General, Her Majesty's Consul General.
And if you want to see Andrew what he looks like, go to the Alice973 Instagram. I just posted the picture of all of us looking stoic. And Vinny smiling.
Yeah. Damn it. You couldn't use the other ones.
I know, we're all laughing our asses off. We're like, let's look British for a minute. But obviously Andrew was tickling Vinny.
He's so cute.
He's great. He was, what a delight that guy was.
Oh, you guys really did all go stoic. Damn it.
We're all wearing white tops. Me, you, and Vinny are all wearing white. Well, the better to highlight the British flag he was wearing as a jacket.
Right.
That was super fun. Okay, this part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. It is now time for caller number 9 to win some tickets to Phil Collins, the Not Dead Yet live tour. It is coming to Oracle Arena on October 25th. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. If you want Phil Collins tickets and you're like, I don't want to pay for those, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Be happy to hand them over. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. Don't forget this Sunday is Beta Breakers Day, everyone. It's also the day that the Warriors next play. And it'll be a home game for us, so that's good news.
Traffic alert.
Mm-hmm. The Salesforce Tower that we're all very aware of, whether it be driving through the city and dealing with the construction traffic that's going on over there.
I decided I like it, though. It's like Salesforce giving the middle finger all the way across the country to one dude. I mean, they're probably not, but that's what I like to think.
The Salesforce Tower will soon illuminate the night sky over San Francisco.
Oh, I'm
the
so
multi-million
excited.
Dollar permanent installation will be officially unveiled atop the city's tallest building next week, Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
We've seen some of the testing of this as we come into the city, and it looks like it's going to be pretty neat.
So they say the LED and video sculpture will be visible every night and up to 20 miles away. Yeah. Local artist Jim Campbell, whose work is in the permanent collections of the New York Museum of Modern Art, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, and the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, used more than 11,000 LED lights to create the tower's rainbow display. So,
really,
Tuesday night,
really,
everyone.
Really interesting. You know what's kind of cool, Vinny, is that the tower is reflected in a window right outside of our office. So when it's dark in the morning, you can...
You mean right there?
Right there, that first window. I don't think you can see it from here. No, but you can see it from our office. So in the morning, we're going to get sort of a multicolored display.
Well, I should
really
be able
fun.
To see it on the drive-in,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love
goes
it.
All the
next
way
time
around.
Someone is driving me to work, I'm going to be like, where is that?
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to look at that.
Well,
unless you're stopped in traffic.
True.
On a clear day, we have full view of that as you mm-hmm. come into the city. Yeah. So it should look really cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I'm actually, I don't know. I guess I've accepted it. What am I going to do? Knock it down?
Right.
Vinny, was there a story that you saw the other day that they were saying there's a tram that's going to be built?
I did see
that. From Sales First to, it's not going to be called Transbay Terminal, it's some other city terminal. I can't remember what it's going to be called, but an actual tram that's going to be opened up.
Wow, so you'll get off the train, get on the tram, and get right to the Salesforce building.
Well, I thought you were saying, though, that, or I thought the story was saying it was some kind of like almost a ski lift type thing.
Oh.
Right?
Like a enclosed gondola? Well,
I think so.
I saw tram and I...
Yeah, I don't know. So I didn't report it because there's so much going on in that area that until I... Like, in fact, I should have started with... There is a report right now about a possible shots fired. No, not possible. Shots were fired at a Santa Fe high school in Texas. But I don't have any details on it right now, so I'm waiting until I get more.
Well, they're saying a suspect is in custody.
Okay.
Anybody hurt, does it say?
This according to an assistant principal. Looks like reporters are all around the high school with a report that there was an active shooting.
They're calling it south of Houston.
I think it's about 30 miles. Santa Fe is about 30 miles south of Houston.
It's enormous. I know everything's bigger in Texas, but the overhead shots of the school are, it's crazy how huge the place is.
Okay, look at the wire. Now, I think this is a construction gondola, but that's what they were talking about in the article that I saw.
Oh, so some kind of enclosed carriage that people will hop on and it'll take them right over.
We'll see.
You know, what's interesting about that is that structure that we're looking at is basically at the foot of the Salesforce Tower.
Yes.
Like, it's not far away.
Well, I drive right underneath that spot all the time.
So I'm wondering, it must take them to some other part of the building or something.
I don't know.
It seems like, well, I could walk that. Or I guess I could wait in line for
the tram. There's been so much construction over there, it's really hard to decipher what that will ultimately look like.
Right.
I'm sure plenty of people know, but I don't.
Right. Well, it'll be nice to drive down that road unencumbered someday.
Yeah. Did you ever go on that tour with Hooman of the Salesforce Tower?
I did not.
Oh.
We'll get another one in December. There's only 6 floors open right now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till it's open.
I definitely want to go. Vinny, people, 408 says, I'm sure it'll be pretty, but it's also more unnecessary waste and light pollution.
Yeah.
Well, there's someone's going to complain about everything.
Yep. I mean, the light pollution is... They've lit up the bridge now, too.
The bridge is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm so glad they do it, and they run it all night, and I get to watch it when I'm sitting in traffic on the Embarcadero. Mm-hmm. I freaking think it's so beautiful. I wish they'd do it on all the bridges. I think it should be the law. Everyone should have to light up their bridge. So gorgeous.
Right there is where I pass by when I see the lights, and I did it before the lights were on, but I pass by it, and that's where I go, oh, thank you, God, for letting me still be here in the Bay Area. And I thank the listeners. Like, I thank everybody. Like, thank you so much for having
me
and letting
me
do this job.
Lucky people.
But that kind of sets me off every morning. Like, oh, yeah.
That is so
my
sweet,
little prayer.
Yuzi.
Oh.
That's funny, you know, because growing up, I had never been to San Francisco. And you'd always hear about the Golden Gate Bridge. And now I cross it on my way to work. And I think the same thing. Like, my God, I'm so lucky. Yeah. Like, to be able to do this job and to go across this iconic bridge every morning. Good girl. I love that you think that. That's awesome. Happy Friday, everyone. Yay. I love you so much. Wait till I'm two beer Sarah, and then I'm going to love you even more.
Two beer Sarah.
That's my nickname. Okay. Two beer Sarah is a very loving, friendly person.
We've talked many times here in the Bay Area about the rents being out of control and the housing prices being out of control and the homeless problem being out of control. And yet, we've got more billionaires than ever before. We're only in third place here in San Francisco, which is surprising to me because I feel like the tech industry is where it's all at.
What are the other cities?
The global billionaire population soared to record levels in 2017, and more of them are living in the Bay Area than ever before, and yet we're in third. New York is number one. Mm-hmm. Hong Kong is number two.
Oh.
San Francisco, number three.
Does San Francisco mean just the city or the
Must
Bay
mean the
Area?
Bay Area
I think they mean the Bay Area.
All those mansions down on the peninsula and stuff.
We have the third most billionaires at number 74 billionaires.
74 billionaires living around here, huh? It's a lot of billionaires.
You never guess who comes in at number four on the list of most billionaires.
I won't.
Well, will you?
Is it in the United States?
No.
Tokyo.
I'm going to say Dubai.
Nope. Oh. Dubai is coming in at number eight. Moscow comes in at number four.
Oh, the oligarchs.
London, five. Beijing, six. Singapore, seven. Dubai, eight. Mumbai and Shenzhen.
Ooh, where's Shenzhen?
That's in China.
It's got to be China. Anyway, there you go. San Francisco, number three on the list of most billionaires.
Wow.
God, to be a billionaire.
I know.
I remember when being a millionaire was like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Now you're poor. I mean, I guess if you were a hundred millionaire, you're private jet people, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I think so.
That's the level I need to be at. I just want to be rich enough to have a private jet.
I was talking to a money guy the other day.
Can some billionaire just give me some money? I need just a private jet money.
And he was saying, if you get a private jet and you're worth less than $250 million in his observance of that, you end up going on a slippery slide and it ultimately ends up sinking you.
Oh.
So his rule was, above $250 million, get a private jet. But under that, don't get your own private.
Well, I guess it's going to cost my pocket billionaire a little more money to get me my private
Well,
jet.
Maybe it depends, too, on how often you actually travel. Imagine if you're an actor who's got to deal with general public at airports, plus you're traveling it's worth it.
Right.
And it's a write-off, probably, as a business expense.
And I'm sure that you can get a studio to pay for it a lot of times. Or,
maybe.
You know, make that part of your contract private. Flights only.
I have to fly back to pick up my kid from school every day at 2:30.
The crazy thing about flying private is never do it. Just don't do it. If you didn't know.
I've never done it.
And don't. Because the problem with it is that it's so good that it makes you mad at rich people.
I don't
people.
Even fly first class. Dude.
I'll try. I do. I work every angle using those miles, trying to get last minute upgrades. I just want to be first class. But the private flight. It just makes you never want to go because you barely even have to go to the airport. You basically drive up to the plane. Someone takes care of your car. You show them your ID. I don't even know if you have to. They load your luggage up for you. You get on. They've got like a catered meal. You fly higher and faster than other planes. It's so wrong. It's like I got to do it two times and it just makes
you
me cry.
You did it twice?
Yeah. I went to Montana with those the rich people.
Twice?
Yeah, two times on the private jet. It was so friggin' great.
I bet.
But the problem is, it's ruined me forever. Like, now, it's just like, I just feel like one of those people that just, like, envies other people and wants things. I've never been that person, but then I think about private jets and I go, yeah, I guess I do want to have $250 million. Just never do it. If you have the opportunity, say no. Call me. I'll do it for you. I'll make that sacrifice for you.
Sarah, when's the last time you did ecstasy?
I've never done it.
What?
Yeah. When's the last time you did it?
I never did it.
Anybody here?
Bryn, go ahead, buddy.
Yuzi, Bryn?
A long time ago.
Yeah, last time was 18 years ago, maybe.
Would you do it again?
Nah,
why?
I feel like I'm too old for that.
What was the deal with it?
Really, it would
It would wreck me for days.
Oh.
Just really took a toll.
Apparently.
On my body. Like, I would be not feeling well for about 3 days.
So you did it enough to, you were like, that was fun, I'm doing it again. And then, because I've heard about that people, a lot of people love ecstasy. They do it every weekend. And then Monday and Tuesday, they hate everyone. They hate you. They're difficult to deal with.
I don't know about hating people. It just takes a toll on
your
body.
Were you going to clubs? When are you doing that?
Something in my throat.
Cough it
up. You're not doing that in a regular old bar, are you?
No, we would do. I didn't like to go out when I did it.
Oh.
We would stay home or like get a hotel room.
Oh, because is it true that it makes you like super horny and like every touch feels amazing?
And it was like every lie that you ever told that person would come out.
Why?
Because it's just this.
Because you love them so much.
You love them so much, and you're touching them, and just, oh my God, I have to tell you this thing. So.
Oh my God.
You're stroking your own arms like, oh, this feels so good.
Oh.
Don't do it, people.
Against your own.
Yeah. And then the other person be all, that's okay. I love you. I'll forgive you. I did this one thing. You're like,
oh my God.
Against your own self-interest. Yeah. You're just selling yourself out.
Totally.
That sounds terrible.
It's not smart.
I do not want to ever do that drug.
It never came back to me where it was like, you know, a couple days later, you're like, hey, you told me you cheated on me and that's not cool. It was just like, all was forgiven.
Oh.
Like, it's the weirdest thing, but it's horrible
for like,
your body.
It was like absolution.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Well, because they would admit things to you, too.
Right. And it was just the whole thing that went on. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, I would never do it now because I'm too old for that kind of stuff and I don't need drugs. But
and she's done a bunch of bad crap she doesn't want to admit.
God knows what would come out.
This story is so stupid, but apparently ecstasy has finally reached the burbs. And
what do you mean?
Middle-aged, middle-class women are doing ecstasy.
Oh,
they're having call them breeing parties, where they put the ecstasy pill into brie, and they have cheese and whatever
into brie.
That is so stupid.
That's is really brie a cheese? Yeah. It is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the best cheese.
It is.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It is good.
You don't like a provolone?
I'm not
to spread out my cracker.
Right. It's just like.
How about Swiss?
No.
We're talking about like party cheeses. Those are like deli cheeses.
What's that? Really?
Yeah.
Look at them being cheese snobs.
Yeah.
I am so not a cheese snob. I can't. Any blue cheese? No. I don't like funky cheeses.
I feel like a loser.
But brie is amazing.
Everyone, if you eat Swiss, it's lame.
Well, not for crackers is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So what else? They have
they're taking, apparently ecstasy has reached the burbs, they're saying.
Yeah.
And
middle-aged women are having these parties. It's a thing.
And what, then they make love to each other? Like middle-aged, make love to you.
Maybe.
Like you want.
You never had lesbianism when you were on ecstasy?
No, I don't think I ever did it with a girl. I always did it.
Oh.
I always did it with my boyfriend.
Oh.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And your boyfriend was Johnny V at the time.
No, he wasn't. John's never done.
What?
I've never done that with John.
Then it had
John
to be longer.
Never
had
do
to
that.
Be longer than 18 years ago.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so how long have I been with John?
25 years 25. Or something.
So shoot, it's been longer than that. I was with that old
dude. Uh-huh.
Not the old dude. The other dude.
What old dude?
The other guy that I was with for
the 10-year
for
guy.
12 years. Yeah, Pat.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
All right.
Everything bad I did with him.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. PG tips are the best tea. So delicious.
It smells so good. I might have to have a cup of this today. Black tea is super caffeinated, right? I mean, that's what I want.
Don't you want a nap? You're going to go out tonight.
Yeah, I'll do this when I wake up. I got a bunch of crap to do today.
What?
Freaking doctor's appointment.
Oh, burn, you have
down below. That one?
What? Down
no.
below.
Gross.
Which doctor? What kind
down
of doctor?
Below, down below. Is Sarah's a down below doctor?
It's not a down below doctor. What
kind? She's getting below. A checkup. Remember, John made her the appointment for a checkup. But you're not getting blood today, are you?
I'm not.
It's just what a physical, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't
did you
care.
Just spill on your shirt?
It's a faulty
yes,
coffee
I just,
cup.
I just spilled all over my white shirt.
Aw, your new shirt.
That's what you got.
Stupid idiot.
Why did she get
I blame
that?
The doctor.
Why are you mad at her, who?
wouldn't answer my question.
It's just a general checkup. It's a checkup, and then I'm going to have a blood draw.
He wants to picture you with your legs on stirrups.
Go ahead and picture it. I mean, you know, there's no law against that.
If it was a regular doctor, you wouldn't think you'd get, like, so bummed out.
I just don't want to go to the doctor. I hate the doctor. Back to you, Ben.
It's a down-below doctor. You could be upset. But regular doctor, don't be upset.
Yeah, I hate all the doctors. I mean, I'm sure they're very nice people. I just have no interest. I have other things to do.
You know this guy?
No. It's a lady.
What do you know about her?
That John likes her. Back to you, Ben.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, Jesus, really? Is
well,
it time
I mean,
for that?
It's 55 here, so yeah, we burned up the time.
We're, you know what? The pile of new music is astoundingly large.
I'm curious if you're going to hit some of the bands I like.
Well, tell me the band. You should tell me those early so that Bryn can pull them for you.
You got Parquet Courts?
I did not pick them. You know, here's the thing. There's so many today. We
you
did
got
do
Malkmus and the Jicks?
No, we didn't get
what?
Them.
Those
we're
are
doing.
The two I need.
All right, pull a song from each of them. We did the Five Finger Death Punch one, and then there's a ton of singles from various artists that are new today too. So all that and so much more complaining after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.